Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and it's time now for your WaterWise Tip of the Week. I've got Dan Denning here, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. How are you?
Good. How's it going, Dave?
Doing really, really good.
Nice.
Let's hit our first tip for the month of April. I did that webinar thing. What was that called?
Yeah, Bylawn High Desert.
Bylawn, B-Y-E.
Yeah, like goodbye lawn.
Hello, or High Desert.
High Desert. We're in the High Desert.
Yeah.
So we were talking about if you were making a turf conversion, switch into low water use, xeriscape type plants. And
it was a good class. It went by really fast.
Yeah, it was only about an hour, right?
Was it just web?
Yeah,
just so everybody webinars. That was okay. So we did the web thing. We got to ask questions and learned a lot.
Good.
The one thing that surprised me that I didn't know about is how you have to prepare what's going under your landscaping.
Yeah, so you're talking about like soil prep and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah. It sounds like you need some sort of like a spongy thing going on there for the water.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so they were talking about they led off talking about just like the importance of like soil health, I think, and its ability to absorb water and retain water around the roots of plants. And
yeah. So,
you know, here in Central Oregon, we've got really ashy kind of coarse soil.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think so. We have a sandy soil, which you'd think is like fine, but it's actually really coarse soil granules. But doesn't hold a lot of water, as you can imagine.
Gotcha.
Right? And so we want to encourage the soil microorganisms and all the things in that soil by adding organic matter. So it feeds the soil with nutrients, but it also adds more pore space and acts like a sponge.
And like you said, so it holds the water instead of your water just running off.
Right.
Right, because that's pretty common. It sounds like if you don't do these steps, your water's just going to the drain.
You know, I used to work at a nursery when I was younger, and my boss used to always teach classes, and he would say, "Spend your money on soil, not on plants." He's all, because if you amend the soil and you have good soil, anything will grow in it.
Gotcha.
But if you skimp out on the soil prep, you're going to struggle with whatever you put in the ground later. So, really, you know, that advice rings true today, and so. They talked about a couple different methods. So a couple things you could do when you're planting is you can do what's called spot amending. And so you dig your hole, you excavate your hole, and the plant's going to go in. And so it's usually twice the size of the pot that you're going to put in the ground. So whatever your plant is that you're planting, dig twice the size of that pot. And then you want to put in 1/3 amendment to 2/3, so about 30% amendment back into that hole. When you put that plant in there so that you're actually changing that soil composition.
Gotcha.
So that's like per plant, right? So that's real easy to do. The other way is something they probably mentioned in the webinar called like a layering.
Mm-hmm.
And so you actually put like a cardboard or a newspaper down, you put topsoil on top of it, and then a mulch. And the idea there is that composts and kind of it'll kill the grass that's underneath it so you don't have to use a sod remover, but you're also kind of like adding to that soil profile a little bit.
Gotcha.
The downside to that in Central Oregon is we're super dry.
Yeah.
And so if you ever tried to compost any of like your kitchen goods, like it takes moisture to get that decomposition process going.
Gotcha.
So you actually end up putting water down on that mulch to get that process to happen.
Oh, right.
And it's like probably a 2-year process here.
It takes a while.
Yeah. So, but you can plant right in that if you want to. So you got two options, but yeah, soil is key.
Okay. Where does someone go if they want to learn more about what we were just talking about?
WaterWiseTips.org.
Okay. Been talking to Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. That was your WaterWise Tip of the Week. See you next week.
Thanks, Dave.